Chapter 5. More Tips and Tricks. Besides following the aforementioned design and decor steps, determining your style and avoiding mistakes, the success of your remodeling project has a lot to do with the timing of the project and your finances. Maximizing your budget. Budgeting is your friend, and I mean it in every traditional sense of the word. Whether it's $200 or $200,000 that you're willing to spend on furnishing your space, you need to be careful planning in order to receive the best value for your money. And no, this doesn't mean buying low-quality items just to avoid spending. It's truly about being smart on how you manage your money. When you create a budget, it helps you stick to an expenditure limit. With the prices of design and decor items now on the market, you must make informed decisions about your money. Follow this guide to maximize your furnishing budget. 7. Create a wish list. These will include all the items gotten from your decision board that you'd like to buy, plus other things you'd like to do. If there is furniture or decor you'd like to amend, before you can include it in your new style, write it down. Anything that sticks out to you that needs to be upgraded or purchased to help you actualize your new style should be written down. You could indulge in a bit of fantasy, but the bulk of your notes should be about practical things. 8. Check your account balance. Only you are aware of your income and your expenses. After deducting all the necessary expenditures, plus a little bit tucked away for emergencies, would you have enough to spend on furniture? Instead of exhausting your credit card and incurring debt, you might want to suspend this project until you have enough saved up. After all, you should be happy to spend time in your home without feeling regretful. 9. Ensure you're okay with the cost. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Every decor item has a price. Of course, their prices will differ depending on the item itself and the retail store. Use the resources I provided in Chapter 2 to compare and contrast the prices for the items on your wish list. This will also help you know how much to budget for your furnishings. Decide if you would require the services of an expert or not. If you would, compare and contrast the prices of whatever service you want before finalizing your budget. 10. Prioritize your expenses. Make a list or an outline of where and or how the project will start. Would you do rooms first? Which room? Or would you rather change all the furnishings in the home from all rooms first? By doing so, you'll know what exactly you're budgeting for. Once you've outlined the sequence of your project, include the cost of other minor tasks that are required to accomplish your goal. For example, would repainting the walls be required? To be safe, keep extra funds aside for these sorts of things. 11. Create a plan. Using a computer spreadsheet, list all the furniture and decor items you need for each room and what you've budgeted for each one, plus the cost of any extra task to be done, and the actual amount you're willing to spend to remodel that room. Repeat this process for every other room in your home. Then organize your plan according to step 4 to help you stay organized. Set a timeline for getting each one done. 12. Invest in assets, not liabilities. Items that you know will last for years to come and still be in style, items you'll use every day, or items that will increase the value of your home are what you should comfortably spend money on. These could include new furniture, an art piece, or other permanent items. 13. Accessories, lighting, and textiles should come last. These items are usually more affordable than furniture and are easier to switch out every now and then. 14. Make trade-offs. Substitute a more expensive item for a less expensive one, if necessary. If an area rug, for instance, is more affordable for you instead of hardwood floor you initially chose, use it in your design so far it doesn't completely distort your style. 15. Tuck away money for unexpected expenses. You might need the service of an expert, need money to replace a broken chair, shipping and/or return cost, or the cost of transportation to the store. When is it time for a change? There really is no stipulated amount of time when you should switch up your design style. However, most experts will advise you to change your accessories every few years. Interior design styles are always changing, and you don't want your space to look outdated. Even if you don't want to completely redecorate your home, you should switch up a few items, particularly the inexpensive items, in certain areas of your home. The bedroom is the one area of your home that most interior designers agree needs to be revamped every 3 to 4 years to keep it colorful and for your bedroom to always serve as a place of relaxation. A lot of things can change about a person in 3 to 4 years, their personality, taste, and interest. So this is a very good reason to redecorate furnishings that are looking old and wearing out. You want the lighting, colors, and textures in the room to speak to your subconscious mind. Introduce an accent color as well to update the look of your room. Regularly change your bedding designs to blend with the seasons. Don't buy new ones. Instead, rotate your old ones and choose designs that work with your color scheme. When it comes to the bed and mattress, these items may be expensive to regularly change. Your best bet is to invest in protective materials and measures to prolong their lifespan. Use a good mattress cover to protect your mattress from excessive wear and tear, and wash it once a month. Also, aerate your mattress regularly to prevent dust and mold buildup. I recommend changing your bed linen every week to keep them clean and fresh.